The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Bright Side. This is issue number 103. This is our 200th, so we're going to mix things up, freshen things up a bit. Hey, John, what was your favorite part of this episode?
That you blew your subs.
Hey, way to bring the bright side to something that when we get to it, it doesn't sound as naughty as you just made it sound.
It does not. That was dirtier than that sounded dirtier than I meant it.
Yeah, but the look on your face when you said it.
We had a great talk about the pandemic, so we're all about the positivity.
Yeah. It started off a little rough, but we had fun with it, and we turned it around really quickly because we got some great books this week.
Yep.
Batman 100. Spoiler free, of course. We talk spoiler free.
A lot of great comics.
Yeah. The title of this one is going to be 200, but it really could have been American Ronin. We have a great conversation about that.
Yes.
Yeah. If it wasn't our bicentennial, which I'll steal from you, you said earlier. If it wasn't for our bicentennial, we would probably be naming it the American Ronin episode. So check that out when we talk about a checkout. Yeah. All right, let's get into the store. Let everybody hear for themselves.
All right.
That's right. 200, John.
200.
200. Calm down. All right, calm down. You're getting all excited
I'm about
here.
I contain myself. I know. I have ketchup on my arm.
I know. You're not even. You're looking down.
I have ketchup on my arm.
You're like,
from
let
dinner.
Me pay attention here. Oh, I got ketchup on my arm. How long's that been there? Oh, since dinner. Okay, stop licking your arm. Let's get back to the show. It's 200 episodes.
I can multitask.
Yeah. You can't talk with your arm in your mouth.
I know.
200 episodes. And we just jumped on, and you said show worthy, because I'm a little stressed out. This is almost the show that wasn't.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Tough day today. We lost power.
I heard there was a storm.
Yeah, we had a pretty big storm come through, and it came through quick, like so quick that Jen went out to put something on the grill. Everything was fine, and then all of a sudden, like the winds just picked up. And then, like, in not even 5 minutes, not even 2 minutes, it was like nice, calm, then dark, and 50 mile an hour winds. It was crazy how quickly it changed. And she came inside and she's like, it just got windy out. Punk, they go the lights.
Right.
So we were down for like an hour and a half, 2 hours maybe. We got the house running. I have a generator, everything. You can hear more about all that fun stuff on the home theater podcast. But Joe was running the theater at the time, and the power back up blew my subs.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
not good.
No. And again, I could talk to you about that, the details of that later. It's all good. They're all under warranty and everything, but they don't work. Very stressful. And I said to Jen, I'm like, I know this is a comics podcast, but it is us. It's what we talk about in the store. And this is what I would talk about to you walking into a store. Like, my house went boom.
Yeah.
I'm like, all I want to do right now is go and just play with my theater. And Jen's like, you've got to calm down. I go, calm. I'm excited. This is fun to me. Because I called the SVS. I called them up and they're like, okay, you're going to have to take this apart. You're going to have to do this, blah, blah, blah. We'll send you some new amplifier. And I'm like, all right, this is fun stuff. But I just, you know, tonight's about comics and I really look forward to this. And I apologize ahead of time. This is our 200th episode. And I feel like I'm slighting the episode because my mind isn't 100% here.
As opposed to the other 199 episodes where it was.
Yeah, exactly. You have no idea how bad it could be if my mind slips.
Yeah.
I'm not.
We're already running at 30% capacity.
John, I'm not like you. I can't multitask. I can't eat my arm and do a podcast at the same time.
Right. It's all at once.
Who knew? All you needed a little ketchup on it, and there you go.
I know. I was saving it for later, and
you're like a baby in the corner. Why is he gnawing on his arm? It's ketchup. Oh, so, and I actually forgot that this was 200. It was as we were sitting down and I was getting together and I look back, I'm like, what are we on? Issue number what? Oh, 103. Wait a minute. That's right. Oh, man. And I go on Nerdy Legion. I go to nerdylegion.com. We've been proud members for over a year now.
Yeah.
So
for 100 issues.
Yeah, pretty much. I go on and it our bio says Brightside Comics Chat has released 199 episodes since launching on October 10th, 2018. I was like, oh man, that means tonight's 200. So
it's funny how that works.
Yeah, it's math. Who knew?
Yep.
Yep. And pretty much our 2-year anniversary. Because we launched on the 10th.
I was going to say, as you said that, I looked at the calendar to see what
the date
was.
So you see how prepared we are tonight? We have no idea.
I know, because technically we should be recording our After Dark show, right? And we're not.
This pretty much could be it. I could go on.
Well,
but I'm not in a bad mood. Like Jen said, it's like she's looking at me. She's like, you seem so stressed. I go, no, I'm pacing. I'm excited. I'm like, this is one of those nights where it's like, just give me some rock stars. Give me some 5-hour energies. I might not sleep and I'll just be playing all night long. That's right. Fun to me. But I'll tell you some other stuff that happened today later that would bore everybody to death, but you'd enjoy. So, John, how's your day went, Ben? How's your week been, buddy?
Better than yours.
I'm telling you, it's good. It's just I'm just not focused right now. So bring me into the comics world. How's it going in the store?
Slow.
Oh, no. That's not the good news I wanted.
No, it's not. It's tough sailing these days, you know, if I'm being honest. Things are, last 5 or 6 weeks or so have been pretty tough. So hoping it's going to bounce back, you know, as we get closer to November and December.
Holidays.
Fingers crossed anyways. But yeah, this is kind of, you know, we had the, you know, we opened back up in May.
COVID rebound.
You know, yeah, you get a big boost of everybody wanting to get back out there and do their thing and spend their stimulus money and all this.
Support local, the whole thing. Now they're like, you're on your own.
But now that it's just dragging on and on and on, it's kind of like people are not coming out as much. You know, the movie theater still, I mean, it's open, but it's not showing.
Yeah.
It's not doing any business. So, I mean, there's just not any people coming around. So, and again, I don't want to turn this into a downer episode either, but it's rough out there, and it's not just for me. I mean, any small business will tell you.
Right.
It's, you know, it's this time of year, it's pretty rough. So, we'll see. Staying positive.
How's Batman doing? Is it helping you, or do you not notice because it is so slow? Because I feel like Batman's pretty popular right now.
Oh, well, yeah. If I could pay all my bills on Batman, that would be great. But, I mean, right. Batman is selling phenomenally. I mean, I've sold I sold completely out of 3 Jokers issue 1 2 weeks ago. And, you know, I'm moving through my shipment of number 2 pretty steadily. You know, Batman 100 was... I mean, I was sold out of the regular cover before I opened today. I mean, I had pre-orders, which I thought I ordered extra copies of, and I mean, I didn't even have any on the shelf. I just had a couple of the variant covers, you know, to go through today with. So, you know, a lot of people came on board, which is weird to me because, like, if you weren't on for Joker, like, if you weren't on for the whole Joker War, like, why are you jumping on for the last part of it?
you know
what I mean? But
well,
I think it's just because it was an issue one. I think it's just because it was an issue 100. 100. And, you know, there is a first appearance in there.
I was just going to say that, yep.
But I don't think that was really it because we didn't know that 2 weeks ago when people were putting in their Comic Hub orders.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, yeah, that sold really well. You know, like I said, 3 Jokers sold well, Warzone. Yeah, Batman is selling pretty well. Even Spider-Man had a big issue today. You know, they had a $10 issue with a bunch of covers, and I sold a bunch of those. It's not the Wednesdays that are bad. My Wednesdays have been pretty decent.
Yeah.
It's the every other day.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I'm shooting my whole, well, I'll keep it clean. So, I'm doing all my business on one day and then that doesn't carry me through, you know, the whole week or the whole month. So,
yeah,
you know what I was going to say.
Yeah, I do. I think most people did, but that was good. Yeah. You stopped yourself. For the people that don't know what you're going to say, they can't even Google that.
Exactly. But I got my point across.
Yes, you did. Yes, my eyes lit up. I was like, ooh, are we going?
Ooh, I got to get
dark?
The captain. I got to get Chris Evans ready. Yeah. So,
where's that button? Oh, man. Yeah, that's too bad. I mean, look at Friendly Neighborhood. They're not even in, in the back of another store now, and they're not open every day. It's, you know, same. So it's tough. It's tough, and you gotta do what you have to do. It's too bad. What do we got? Bright news. This is bright side, John. So we started off with my bad day. We started off with
my bad 6 weeks.
Let's start with this. Are we gonna make it to 201?
I think so.
I think we will.
We will. You know, it's whether anybody keeps listening or not.
Oh, no. People will listen. I'm just wanting, you know, well, we'll be talking comics.
Yeah. No. Yeah, we'll be here.
Yeah, we'll be here.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't have a lot of news this week. I think you have more than I do. The only thing I really had, it looks like Disney Plus, one of their, like, international social media pages, inadvertently confirmed Rosario Dawson for season 2. So, you know, I know that's been an on again, off again rumor that, that we didn't really have, this is the way.
Yeah.
That we didn't have an answer for, but, I think an advertisement that went up on, like I said, one of the social media pages, internationally confirmed Rosario. Now, they didn't confirm Ahsoka Tano. They confirmed Rosario, but I think we all know. You know, I mean, that's who she's going to be.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, I guess it could be. I guess we don't know for sure. It's all our rampant speculation, but I feel pretty confident that that's who she's going to play. So that's cool. And then I know this piggybacks off on some of your news too, but I don't think we're ever going to get another movie again, ever. Because, you've got all the details. You've got the details in front of you, I'm sure, but like Warner Brothers just reshuffled again their entire movie slate. Yeah. James Bond got pushed again. I'm calling it now. Like, I don't think there's any way that we get Wonder Woman on December 25th at this point.
Hello. Didn't I call that on day one as soon as they moved it to December? I'm like, nobody's going to go then. They haven't moved it yet.
They haven't moved it yet, but
that was my thought too. With everything moving, I'm like, how is anything good? But you know what did get moved? Something got moved actually to December.
Yeah, what was it? It was, I heard that
Free Guy is coming out. Ryan Reynolds,
yes, the
movie.
Ryan Reynolds,
that didn't get moved.
Yeah, the Ryan Reynolds
that,
movie.
That didn't get moved to December from it, like, didn't get moved up. It actually, that was supposed
something
to come out in July.
No, it was, I think it was The Matrix that got moved up to December, but it was December 2021.
Correct.
Not this December.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Because the Batman got moved to March and Matrix got moved up of 22.
Right. So The Matrix got moved closer, but again, not this year. It's still a year away.
Yep.
But what? Batman got moved to March of 2022.
Yep.
Flash got moved to late in the year, 2022, right? Like November or something?
No. Flashpoint got moved to, and Shazam 2, sometime in 23,
right. And Black Adam got taken off completely.
Right. They're still in production.
Even though it's still in, right. Even though they're still making it, we just don't know when we're going to get
apparently
it.
Apparently their calendars don't go past 2023. So they don't know yet. Because we know, 2024 might have 14 months in it. So we don't know.
They're still on the Mayan calendar.
Right.
So yeah. I think that ended.
In 2012.
Yeah. So now that, I mean, they've been using their fingers since, and I guess they ran out of fingers and toes.
Yeah.
So
the good news is, John, we haven't postponed New Year's yet. So our other prediction of two more months of 2020,
like Groundhog
has not come
Day,
like through yet.
We haven't seen the Groundhog hasn't seen his shadow yet. So we still have New Year's coming. But
Dune got moved to October. Dune,
which that was December of this year.
That was December, and it got moved to October 1st of next year.
Yeah, so that's again, a big also jump. Another full year. Which again, that's a movie that's not a production issue.
No, it's
because
done.
That movie's in the can and ready to go.
Yeah.
Same thing with Wonder Woman. It's just we don't think we can make any money off of it issue, so we're not going to put it out. So a lot of these movies are done. And I mean, I know they're not done with Shazam or Black Adam, but I mean, they will be done filming the Batman.
Yeah, that's the one I was just
going to
mention too. Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's just we lose a whole year. Like not going to get another new movie for a year.
March.
And I just don't know how some of these, like, I don't know how AMC survives. They're already hanging by a thread. I'm not sure what the movie industry even looks like in March of next year. You know what I mean? It's like, what theaters and what chains are still going to exist? It's going to be really interesting to see how everything shakes out with
this.
Well,
I'm wondering if maybe the line of thinking with the movie theaters is, instead of putting these out one, like, so sporadically, where they don't really get a big bump, it's like, you guys survive as you can, and then when we reopen, it's the money will just flow. Like, it'll be movie after movie after movie. So I don't know.
Well, maybe though, because you can't overload the public either, though.
True.
Because, you know, not every family can afford to go see a movie every month or every 2 weeks with some new release. So they have to be a little careful with that too. I mean, I think there'll still be some spacing in between. You know, maybe 2-3 months in between big releases. But, I mean, I know we get new movies every week normally anyways. I mean, there's always new movies coming out, but they're not blockbusters, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think they'll space them out still somewhat sporadically or you know, I think we'll get like quarterly
releases
with those big movies. But
where do you think they'll move when they do it? Where do you think they'll put Wonder Woman? How far out will it get moved? Because think about that's a big movie. So
it is.
You're going to want that in like May, right?
I was thinking March, right? When did they move Black Widow? Is May.
Right.
So
but
maybe Wonder Woman is March.
Yeah, but usually your big movies come out in the summer and you'll have your lesser.
Yeah.
You know what? That's not really movie going time.
I know March isn't, right. March isn't the perfect date, but I mean, that's when they moved Batman to March, right? March
of 2022. Next year. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's it's still March. So
yeah.
Maybe they're taking March back, you know, it's like,
well, not only that, whenever it comes out, it'll be,
yeah,
that'll be the beginning.
Right, because by then
it's going to be huge.
People will be hoping. Because, you know, let's be honest, Tenet didn't do what it needed to do for them. So I think now they're hesitant.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, it's not like it's not making money.
It's not its fault. It's some theaters aren't open.
Well, exactly. Right, and I'm not saying it is the fault of the movie, but it didn't do what they hoped it would do. So now they're going to be extra skeptical about another big release, because Tenet was supposed to be the one that got us started again,
right?
But it really didn't. And you know, like you said, it's not the fault of the movie necessarily, but it just was, people just aren't ready yet. It's still not the right time. So I don't know, because here's the thing I was thinking today when I was driving to work. You and I would listen, you know, we listen to the Ralph Report. We've talked about it before, you and I do. And there's a running joke on there now about 2020 being a profanity-laden year,
yeah,
right? and it's like, it's always this thing where they're like, well, 2020 has to end sometime. And it popped into my head that, like, anybody that thinks what's going on in the world is actually tied to the date of the calendar is like not thinking straight, because the fact that December 31st rolls around and we go from 2020 to 2021 doesn't change anything.
Right.
So it's not like magically we're going to flip the year to 2021 and everything's going to be good again.
Right.
So, and you know, so the idea that 2020 is such this bad year, yes, it is, but it's really got nothing to do with the time, like, right. Chronologically.
People have just labeled it that because...
And I get it, and I know that we want to look forward to the next year and a new leaf, but, like, nothing that's happening is got an expiration date. So,
yeah.
I don't know when the right time is. Like, who's to say, you know? When these things get moved to, and when we're ever going to be back, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to be overly pessimistic, but, you know, I'm starting to think, like, it almost looks like we're never getting back, you know what I mean? It's like we're just sliding towards the zombie apocalypse, and this is it. But,
yeah,
you know, who knows? So
we won't get back until we are, like, until we're not petrified.
I don't even have confidence in the May date for Black Widow right now.
Right. Because why would you?
Right. That doesn't even look, right now, that doesn't even seem doable. So, I mean, who knows where we go with this.
Right. Because what changes between now and then?
Like you said, there's a segment of the public, like you and I specifically, like, I'm ready to go. Like, if you put that in the theater tomorrow, I'm there. Right. Right. I've already been, and I'll be there. But there are so many people. Listening to the Ralph Report. Like, Ralph's not going to the movies. Eddie's not going to the movies. No matter what,
right.
They're not ready to go. So there's a lot of people that are just not ready to do that. I've still got customers that don't want to come into the store. Like, I've got bags of their stuff that they pay for through PayPal or whatever, and I've just got it boxed and bagged in the back room because they're not ready to come in and pick it up. They just don't want to come. So there are people out there, like, again, I'm out eating dinner, you know, I'm going all over the place, but a lot of people still aren't. And, you know, again, I don't think these movies get to $1 billion off of the back of you and me. So,
oh, no. No.
there needs to be where, you know, 70% of the population feels comfortable going out and doing things again. And I just don't know when we get there.
Yeah.
So.
No, I know. And it's tough. Because there's people have a right to be scared too.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
It's because it's the uncertainty of it.
You and I may be too cavalier, to be honest with you. I don't know. Like, maybe we're not taking it seriously enough. I mean, I'm masked and, you know, I mean, I'm taking my precautions, but I mean, I'm going, you know, right. I'm living my life and, but maybe we shouldn't be, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. I mean, the way I look at it, and hey, how about a 200th episode where we talk about a pandemic?
I know. It's like, this is like the most downer.
You know what's funny, John? If you look at our list that we drew up when we started the podcast, this was number 8. We knew we'd get to this someday.
Right.
it was right after toilet talk, which we haven't done yet. But if you go to the Nerdy Legion,
we jumped ahead.
Talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
But, anyways, no, what was it? Yeah. I don't even know what I was saying. I was saying something about the pandemic.
Well, yeah, we were just talking again about how people have a right to be, you know, they have a right to be concerned.
Yeah. I forget what my point was going to be.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's, that's what I was going to say. The way I look at it is, If I can go to the grocery store, I have to go to work. I'm out anyways.
Right.
What's the difference if I go and sit in a movie theater? And I know people are afraid of movie theaters because of what you know of a movie theater. But you've been.
Right.
My wife went.
They're cleaner now than they've ever been.
That's what my wife said. She's like, this is ridiculous. It's cleaner than our house. It smells clean. It's like, and there's nobody there.
Right.
You know, but if everybody took our advice, that wouldn't
There'd
be the
more
case.
People there.
But it'd
but
only
yeah,
be
you're right.
half
you come
full.
Into you come into more contact at the grocery store than you do in the movie theater.
Oh yeah.
You know. So.
So it's but people need to the only way it's going to happen is if people come out and they you know and it's going to take a while because you have to feel comfortable again. You have to go out and realize you're okay. And then you'll do it again, and then that's when you'll feel comfortable enough to do it. And until people, until, like you said, about 70-80% of the population feels comfortable, we're not going to be at full fledged in all of these movies. Right. I think all of these movies are going to suffer even when they do come out.
Oh, for sure.
Especially for now. I don't think 2021 is going to be that much better.
No, it could be. At least it could literally be years before we see another $1 billion movie.
How crazy, you know, is that?
I mean, it could be years. That doesn't mean they won't perform well. You know, I mean, they're not all going to lose money, but I think it's a long time before we see those. Again, just like it's a long time before we see a full stadium at a football game, or, you know what I mean?
What, you don't like those cardboard cutouts?
It's going to be a long time. Yeah.
Those aren't real people?
Well, there is an animated as real people in some cases, but, but you know what I mean? It's just going to be a long time. Even when we're given kind of like the go ahead to open, you know, back up 100% or whatever. It's like, when do you think it's going to be before you see like 60,000 people at a football game, or,
right,
you know, again, movies doing $1 billion. Like, it's just going to be a while. Yeah. You know? So.
Well, hopefully we start getting our content back. TV shows, those have been delayed.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fall schedule is going to be like.
It's getting thin. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're going to have
Mandalorian coming up in a couple weeks.
Mandalorian in
we're
a few weeks.
By.
We get WandaVision, which I hear is December, although it hasn't been confirmed yet.
One of my other things, New Mutants.
Yes.
Supposedly, November 17th. I'm right. Hearing now.
Which is pretty soon.
That's yeah, about a month from now. Month and a half, month and a week away, 5 weeks away. So, you know, people can watch that at home, finally. And that's on 4K. That's what I know of. But that usually follows with streaming usually comes earlier. So people, we may have that in the homes at the beginning of March. November.
Probably two weeks before, right?
Yeah. So beginning of first week of November, we could be getting that. That would be pretty cool. Have you heard? Now, this has nothing to do with now, but there's a rumor afoot about a Mandalorian Blu-ray release in 2021.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
That would be really good for you and I.
Yeah, that'd be fun for us. And anybody else that wants to, that doesn't have Disney Plus and wants to check it out.
Right.
They'd rather spend on a Blu-ray than pay for a month.
Yeah, but
it's more for
the home theater people,
right,
than anything. But
so the, like I said, the John, it's in 2021. Is that in 3 months or 15?
That's true. Could be 3 months. Could be 15.
Could be 15. Keep counting it down.
Yeah.
Hey, let's have some fun here. What'd you think of the Free Guy trailer, or did you not see it?
I saw an early trailer. I mean,
did
I
you see the
don't
newest
know
one?
If I know.
Oh, it's pretty. A little bit more details in the new one.
It looks fun, though. I mean, I love Ryan Reynolds. I'll watch him read the newspaper. You know what I mean?
It's oh, my God. Like, the guy's amazing. Anything he does. Speaking of Ryan Reynolds, there's rumors Feige might be looking into giving him the MCU deal. Biggest one ever. Have you seen that?
I saw that headline. Yeah, I don't
That's
know
all I have, too. But I figured you would have read the article, no?
No, I did not. Just read the headline. You know, I live on the headlines.
Yep.
But, I mean, biggest MCU deal currently, right? Like, I don't know if it eclipses, like, Robert Downey Jr.'s deal that he had. But maybe going forward, it'll be the biggest one. The thing that's exciting about that means he's going to appear a lot. You know what I mean? Like, that's not just for one movie.
Right.
So if they're going to give him a giant deal like
cameo,
that means Deadpool's going to pop up all over the place.
Right.
So that's pretty cool.
But
somewhat neutered, right? Because like if he, in a rated R Deadpool movie, that's one thing. Like, if he pops up at the end of Captain Marvel 2, like, he's not going to be cursing, and, you know what I mean? It's going to be different, so.
It'll still be good. I mean,
it'll still be good, but it's going to, I wonder what Deadpool looks like in the MCU as opposed to what he looked like in the Fox movies. You know what I mean? Is it exactly the same character, or do we get a little bit watered down, a little bit of a watered down version? We'll have to see. Like, time will tell.
You know? Oh, yeah. And we will see. We will be maybe there with our tickets.
Spots, you know, survive. And he'll only appear where it's appropriate. You know what I mean?
Right. Hopefully we live to see that one, too. We'll carry that on.
I hope so, yes.
But, yeah, the Free Guy movie looks like a cross between, what was it? The Truman Show and Ready Player One.
Right.
There's some lines in there from it, or lines feels like taken right from the Truman Show, the way they're watching them. And then there, some of the graphics and stuff look like stuff that went on in Ready Player One, and the way they were acting, and, you know, you can get run over by a bus and whatever, but it just looks like a lot of fun that was supposed to be out in July, but now hopefully we still get that
in December.
And I'd be willing to bet that they're going to keep that solid streaming right away.
Because that was never going to be a billion-dollar movie anyways. You know what I mean? Like, it would have done reasonably well for a summer movie. But yes, I think that's the type of movie that will still be released. It's the big ones. Like, it's the ones that they're hanging their, you know, their shingle on to make their quarterly budgets. Those are the ones that are going to get pushed, I think.
Yeah.
I'm definitely looking forward to seeing this. It looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yep. That looks good. Yeah, can't wait. And let's see, what else do we have here? Deadpool. Oh, the Joker rumor. Have you heard that that one about there's going to be multiple Jokers in the new Joker sequel, and Joaquin Phoenix might not even be in the new sequel?
Really? No, I haven't heard that. I mean,
I've heard a couple of combinations of where he's in.
We've got three Jokers happening in the comics now, so
right.
Who knows?
But, yeah, exactly. Maybe the sequel is based off of people, copycats.
Right.
And maybe he's not in it, or maybe he's in it and there's copycats. So rumors all about that I've heard. But I thought that was interesting. But I thought Joaquin Phoenix said he was interested or something. Didn't we talk about that?
We did at one point. I remember talking about them both, like the filmmaker and...
Yeah.
Is it Todd Phillips, I think?
Yeah, I may be wrong. Something like that.
And Joaquin were both interested in doing a sequel if the story was right, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Did you talk about Emily Blunt now being rumored to be added to the Multiverse of Madness?
No, because I haven't seen that rumor.
You haven't seen
that? As what, Sue Storm? Or...
I don't know.
As something else.
Just because, again, that's to be the big, added, and
that's
John
the
Krasinski,
big rumor with her.
We talked about John Krasinski being Hydra Cap, right? You didn't talk?
No,
we didn't?
We talked about, no, the only rumor I've heard regarding the both of them was Reed and Sue, you know, for the Fantastic Four.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you're right.
I mean, we've talked about him, that he was supposed to be Captain America at one point, John Krasinski.
But, yeah.
But yeah, the only rumor I've heard regarding those two and Marvel always has been about the Fantastic Four. So if it's something different, I didn't hear that.
All right. And what'd you think of all the hubbub about, Jamie Foxx playing Electro again?
Not a fan, honestly. I mean, I like Jamie. I have nothing against Jamie Foxx, and I'm a little hopeful the fact that this is going to be under the watchful eye of, you know, like Marvel and Kevin Feige and all that. But
right.
That was such a bad portrayal of that character, you know, in that movie, that of all the people to bring back, that it would be him is like...
Come on, second time's a charm? No?
I guess. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. The only thing that gives me a little bit of hope about that is that... And somebody was telling me this today, so don't hold my feet to the fire about how true this is. But
and you know I like
I guess
to do
Kevin,
that.
I guess Kevin Feige was brought in to consult, actually, on that Spider-Man movie.
Really?
And, yes, again, this is what I was told, that he was brought in to consult, and he gave them, like, pages and pages of notes about what to do with the character, how to change the character or what to do with the character. almost all of which were discarded and not used. Which, the only thing is that gives me hope is that he has a take on that character that could potentially be better.
Yeah.
But I don't know. As it stands right now, I'm not a huge fan of this because it was such a bad portrayal of that character. So,
yeah.
I mean, I know that we're bringing, like, we're already merging those worlds.
Right.
Because we've got, we've got Jonah Jameson, we know for a fact is coming. And so that multiverse aspect is in play. And I'm excited for that idea of the Spider-Verse, basically. But I'm not super thrilled with with the Jamie Foxx Electro.
So. Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll see. I'm not upset about it. It doesn't bother me.
Give me an
Alfred
Molina Doc Ock and I'm down. You know what I mean? But of course he died, but
well, Alfred Molina's alive, isn't he?
Well, right. I'm saying,
I'm like, did I miss that?
Yeah, it's the multiverse, so they can do whatever they want.
But, yeah.
You know, because again, I'd love to see Into the Spider-Verse in a live action form. You know?
Right. Well, speaking of that, the rumors are going around that the other Spider-Man will have Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield. Which we've been talking about that for a while.
Again, that's a big rumor. Now, like, it's at this point geriatric Spider-Man because Tobey Maguire is about 60 now.
Yeah.
But you know, maybe he's Peter B. Parker.
But could be.
But yeah, you know, I guess like a grizzled old, you know, ready to retire Spider-Man, you know, would be kind of cool, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
that's been a
fan rumor for a while.
Ever since, so I've read
awesome
about that rumor
see.
On Twitter recently. Right. It's popping up now. And so you see that on social media, but then my daughter and her boyfriend texted me about it. And I'm like, yeah, same thing. It's like that, what I said to them is that pretty much, didn't that gain traction right around the CW crossover, the multiverse crossover they had last year?
Probably, yeah.
Pretty much right around, because we had the Spider-Verse before, obviously,
right,
before that. And then we saw that CW crossover. It was so successful. And then you had, what's his name, DCEU Flash showed up. Who played what? Right. Ezra Miller.
Ezra Miller.
He shows up on the show, and that just sent shockwaves through everybody. And then people started talking, oh, they have to get the MCU together, and what if we could do that? And then had Spider-Man had already come out, and we had the J. Jonah Jameson from the early, from the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. That ended it. So that pretty much set the multiverse right there. Because we're getting that J. Jonah Jameson in this MCU.
In this world. Right.
So who knows? So which universe is who's playing Spider-Man now? What's his name?
Oh, Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. So which universe is he in if he's got that J. Jonah Jameson?
Right.
Or maybe Tom Holland at the end of the movie woke up in a different universe. Who knows?
Yeah, I was saying, who knows?
Yeah. But so, anyways, we have a, what's this from Instagram, from one of our listeners, Zach. He sent us a couple of little facts here. So here's this one pertaining to Star Wars. When Order 66 was issued and the control chips took over, Commander Cody recalled that he forgot every kind word he had exchanged with his Jedi general, forgot all the respect and love he had for Obi-Wan Kenobi. And then the next one was, this is now in 2020, this is a meme and it says, Wanda will trigger the multiverse in the Disney Plus series WandaVision. 2021, Peter Parker will deal with the aftermath of what Wanda did in Spider-Man 3. And then in 2022, Doctor Strange will feel the repercussions will fix the repercussions left by Wanda and Spider-Man in Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness.
Okay.
So I think what he was saying is...
Yeah, I'm a little confused.
Yeah, I think...
Because we started Star Wars and then we ended up in Marvel.
Right,
I'm not
well,
quite
he sent
sure.
those two things... And let me see. Yeah, he sent those two things, but why did they? It was something about. I liked the second one, how everything pertained, but I thought he had a point on the other one, but I can't see it now. I thought it was something like how Star Wars is doing that stuff, but we'll see. I'm looking. Okay, well, that's all I have right now. That's what he sent me on those two things. Okay. If we would, okay. We could take them separately.
I'm confused.
Yes. Yeah. But I like the idea of that fan theory of what's going on in the multiverse.
Right.
And that kind of makes sense. And then
right. Well, I think that yeah, you know, I think it's the opposite of House of M with Wanda, right? Because in the comics in the House of M is basically when she declared no more mutants and she, you know, wiped all the mutants out of existence. I think what we're getting is kind of the opposite. Like, I think she's going to unlock the mutants or, like, trigger the existence of mutants in the MCU, you know, at the end of WandaVision. So that's just my personal theory. We'll see where that goes.
That's a good one.
But that's what I think is going to happen because there's, you know, there's lots of little House of M Easter eggs in the trailer. And... You know, I think that's, you know, because that show really exists in some kind of alternate reality, right? Like, I think, again, I think the entire show happens in her head, you know, and it's like her kind of going crazy with...
the aftermath of everything that happened.
Right, with the aftermath of Vision and, you know,
yep.
Endgame and all that stuff. So it's either in her head or it's like a...
Well,
it's
she's
like
lost
a reality
her brother, she's lost Vision...
Yeah,
she's got a lot to do, and that's in a short period of time.
Right, so it's either that or like, or some kind of reality she's created for herself that's like drawing other people into it. But it's something along those lines. It's not just like Vision didn't just come back to life and they're just living, you know, a normal life. Like it's some kind of alternate reality is what I believe is going on. So I think somehow at the end of it, she does something to trigger. Like the multiverse and the existence of mutants and all of that. And that kind of tracks a little bit with what he's saying there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and then Spider-Man, well, then he's saying, and Spider-Man will deal with the aftermath. And then, and in that meme, it's got all three Spider-Men in it. And then Doctor Strange will deal with the repercussions after that in Multiverse of Madness.
Right.
So.
Right, but I think once, like, I don't think he deals with it in the sense that it
fixes,
he corrects
it. It says it fixes it.
Because I think
it,
what,
but...
see, I believe, like, to me, once you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, right? Like, once the multiverse is opened and exposed, you can't make it cease to exist.
Right.
So, like, it's going to be there at that point forward.
They kind of talked about it in Far From Home, but it turned out to be a farce, but they are also exploring it. Right, because
right.
Peter
now,
was like, so it does exist? Like,
there may be repercussions of some of their actions that Strange has to deal with and correct. But, again, once the existence of the multiverse is there, it doesn't go away. I think that's going to be part of the MCU going forward forever, you know. So, unless they do something along the lines of, like, the CW-verse with Crisis and they collapse everything... back down to one, you know, basically one Earth again. But we'll see.
Yep. All right. One other question from our buddy Dr. Joe. He put out a question. He retweeted a question and had his answer with it. I'll ask the question. If you could assemble any creative team to make a comic book about your life, who would you select for the team? And that question came from TKO Presents at TKO Presents on Twitter. And Dr. Joe's answer was, I'd pick James the Fourth at James the Fourth to write and at Dan Mora underscore C to do the art. My life is fairly ordinary, so I feel those two could conjure up something special. I don't think Dr. Joe's life is that ordinary. So he leads a pretty entertaining life, actually. If just follow right. him on Twitch. He's very colorful.
Right.
You could do a black and white book and it'd have more color than my life. All right, before I – did you read my answer? I tweeted out my answer.
No, I haven't.
Okay,
I didn't
so
know about
you do yours, and
you
then I'll tell you what I wrote.
Charles Schultz. No. That's my funny answer.
I love that answer.
Yeah.
I love Charles Schultz, too.
Yeah, I do, too. I mean, my real answer is – like, this came to me immediately because I have – and I've, it's no secret to anybody that's listened to this show for any length of time. I have a favorite creative team. You know, for everything, and it's Marv Wolfman and George Perez. Like, that's the team I would, that's my dream team for any project.
Yeah.
And, again, my life would be a project, so.
Well, that's good. I said, honestly, I'd pick Tom King to write my story. His writing always nails me right in the heart, and I think his passion would mesh well with the man I've tried to be. As for the artists, I'd say anyone except blank. If you don't know who that is, you haven't been listening to us.
Yeah, I was going to say, it took me a second, and then I was like, oh, I know who it is.
Oh, come on. I almost put initials, but that would have been too dead on.
Yeah.
So I just left it blank.
I'm not afraid to say it. But,
I know. Yeah. Well, I didn't want to put it out on Twitter.
Like, yeah. He might follow us.
Right. Not anymore.
Yeah.
No, actually, even he, I would have been fine with him. I just thought that'd be funny, but that would, but yeah. No, I've always, like, ever since I discovered Tom, I didn't know him when I was younger, obviously, but from what I've read recently over the last years, I just love his writing. I love his ideas. He writes more heartfelt stuff, which got him in a little bit of trouble with Batman. But
If I had to pick a current, like a current team, it would be Chip Zdarsky and George Jimenez would probably be my team that I would pick today. But, you know, like I said, I have my favorite dream team. So,
yeah.
Like, that's going to always be my answer. Cool. But, I mean, I love what Chip Zdarsky's doing these days.
Yep.
George Jimenez, his work on Joker War was, like, out of this world, so... you know, I couldn't pick anybody currently better than those two, I don't think. So,
all right, that was good. All right, is that it? We ready to get to some comics?
Sure.
Oh, did I make you nervous?
Well, I got a pop. Well, no, but I got a pop. Like, huh? Well, I got to pop over to my notes.
Oh,
all.
There
I
you wasn't, go.
I didn't realize we were done.
All right, are you ready? So,
yeah.
All right, John. What am I gonna spend my money on this week?
Batman 100 came out today. So
it did.
It did.
Tell me about that, John.
Yeah. There's really just the 1 in 25 variant, which you
Batman
know,
100, Brightside 200. Yeah. There's some
I know, right?
Here. Look at that.
We got the hundreds all around.
My subwoofers exploded. Hey, yeah, it's a party. Like,
600 to fix. No.
Hundreds for you get 100, you get 100, everybody gets hundreds. It's an Oprah show.
Yeah, that's awesome. speaking of, you know what?
Go ahead.
I won't even bring it up.
It's
you don't watch
it's,
Family
it's
Guy,
our 200th.
Right?
Go on a tangent.
Yeah. You don't watch Family Guy, right?
No, I have.
Oh, but you don't watch it current. This week's episode, they made fun of Oprah, and it was like,
oh, really?
It was like a woman, like a TV show host in, I hope I don't offend anybody with this, but like in India, and she was like, you get diarrhea. And I was cracking up. But anyway.
That's good. That's funny.
Yeah. I'm sure I offended somebody, but.
It's a joke.
It's a joke. Anyway, back to Batman. The 1 in 25 variant is selling for about $40, so almost double ratio there. But you want to keep your eye on this one because there is a cameo we mentioned earlier. There's a new character called Ghost Maker who's going to feature prominently in, you know, issue 101 and forward. And he makes a cameo on the last page of this book. So it, definitely one to keep an eye on going forward. The last couple of appearances, you know, we had Punchline and Clown Hunter and the Designer all through this run, and they all are seeing some good prices for those appearances. So
yeah,
I think Ghostmaker, again, is going to feature pretty large over the next arc, 10 or 12 issues or so, probably.
Yeah.
You
would hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. So definitely one to watch. Next is also a Batman, Batman and the Max, Arkham Dreams number 4. There's a 1 in 10 variant for this that's selling for about $25 to $30. I think, again, this is a lot to do with this series saw a lot of delays with COVID. Like, issue 3 came out, but like in January or something.
Right.
So it's been a long time since we've seen this. I think orders got maybe got missed and things like that. So I don't know if there's a lot of these 1 in 10s out there, but that's, again, if you can pick one of those up, definitely one to grab. The Champions issue number 1, excuse me, the 1 in 50 variant, Peach Momoko. I guess I don't need to say anything else
exactly
on that, but this is crazy. Like, this is selling for about $150. So that's a lot for this. But again, Champions is a book that I don't know how many stores went 50 deep on this. So there's probably not a ton of these out there. I can't even say it's the Peach Momoko cover at this point, because like every other book that comes out every month now is a Peach Momoko cover. Yeah. So I think some of the luster is wearing off on her covers necessarily, but I think just that there's probably not a lot of these. So, but that's a crazy price for a 1 in 50 that just came out today. Another one, seeing some good movement is, the 1 in 25 variant for Rise of Ultraman number 2. That's selling for about $40. So that's the same range as the Batman cover. And this one was done, I don't know if I just said it, but it was done by Arthur Adams. So a lot of interest on that one. And next we have Venom 27. The third printing came out today. So some of these looked like they were starting to cool down with these second and third prints on the Venom books. But this one's pretty hot, selling for up to $15, which is a pretty good price for a new book that came out today. We Only Find Them When They're Dead, issue number 2. The 1 in 10 cover there is going for about $15, so a little bit over ratio, but not yep. crazy. Wolverine, issue number 6. This is the first appearance of a character called Solemn, and this is also chapter 3 of 10 of Swords. So the main cover is selling for $7 to $8, so not super crazy. The Alex Ross Timeless variant, which is a beautiful cover, is yeah. actually selling for even a little bit lower than that. It just over cover price. So, seems to be less demand for that than the regular cover.
Hmm.
And then X-Force number 13, speaking of Solemn, this is, you know, part 4 of 10 of Swords, and this is his first cover appearance. So that's making this one a $10 book. And same thing here, the Ross variant cover and the Fortnite covers are selling for just about cover price. So it seems to be the main cover, which would make sense because it's the cover appearance of Solemn. So that's the one you want to grab. And that is it.
All right.
Speculator books.
Let's get into our back issue bonus then.
Okay. So the first book is from Black Mask Comics. And it's Black issue number 1. So this was announced last week as being optioned by Warner Brothers. And we know what happens when that happens. There's lots of variant covers for this, but the main cover is the one that seems to have the most interest. And that's selling for about $30. So definitely one to grab. Savage Avengers number 12. This just came out last week. There's a secret U variant. I'm not sure what the secret U variant actually is, but it's selling for about $45. So, definitely
Google it.
Yeah, definitely one to look for. talked about this a few times. Strange Academy issue number one, still going up. Still don't understand it, but it's still going crazy. $50 is the going rate for raw copies of number one, and a graded 9.8 are selling for about $200. So this book just keeps going up and up and up, and don't really know why, but it is going crazy. I've got people constantly coming in and looking for it. Like, I'm sold out of issues 1 through 4, and every printing sells out. So
yeah,
it's like really in demand. And it's a good story. Like, I enjoy the book, but
yeah,
I'm not quite sure what's fueling all the frenzy for it. All right, Avengers 36 also came out last week. This is selling for about $10 to $13 currently, and this seems to be just because it's a good story. You know, I mean, it's a Moon Knight story that's been going on through the Avengers, and that seems to be the only thing that's driving this, is just that people, you know, really, it could be the Moon Knight, you know, the show that they've got going, or they've got in development, and
yeah,
maybe that's given some heat to these, but, and, you know, the fact that Moon Knight doesn't appear very often, so I think just the fact that he's playing a role in this story, because the last several issues, like issues 33 through 36, are all going steady at $10 and up, so.
What's funny is, if you listen to Martin over on Nerdy Legion, he's a huge Moon Knight fan, has been his whole life, and he doesn't like this at all. He doesn't like the story.
I don't really like what they're doing either. Yeah, I don't really like it either. Because
he's intrigued, but
it's not what we've seen from Moon Knight in the past. But the story itself isn't bad though. Like, it's a good story, but yeah, I'm not thrilled with what the portrayal of the character.
I think that's kind
of
how Martin feels. It's like, he's like, it's not a horrible, but he doesn't
and
like
I'm
the
not
chari-
as big of a fan.
That's
like,
not
I
the
like
Moon Knight,
Moon Knight
character is what he's saying.
To me, Moon Knight has always been a visual. Like, I like the looks of Moon Knight, and that's always fueled it to me more than, like, I've never really read a ton of Moon Knight. Again, when he appears in different books, I read those, but I'm not really well versed in all of the backstory, but I know that what they're doing in this story is very different from what they've done in the past. So
I think what Martin said was, like, a lot of times, basically when I heard him, he sounded just like you when you and I would first early on were arguing over should Batman kill or Superman kill, and it's like, have another character do it. And that's kind of what Martin's saying, like, why did they pick Moon Knight? Have another character play this role, because this isn't Moon Knight.
Right.
It's like, so. But anyways, moving on.
The next isn't a book so much as a publisher. There was an announcement yesterday of a merger between Aftershock Comics and an IP distributor called Reeve Gauche. So they're producing, you know, like live action media. So just like we've seen with these overall deals in the past with like Boom and some of these other companies, any of their first issues is fair game. So the most likely culprits are Baby Teeth, Walk Through Hell, Animosity, Undone by Blood has already been announced as being in development. So any of these books, and Baby Teeth is a Donnie Cates book. So, you know, again, that's got like a double whammy. So any of these would be worthy to keep an eye on. So pick your poison. Pick one that you like, and I think Animosity would also be a great one to see developed, and so was Baby Teeth, actually.
Oh, okay.
Baby Teeth was a really great story, so I didn't read Undone by Blood, but again, I know we've talked about it, you really liked it, so keep your eye on any of this Aftershock stuff, because it's all, well, not all of it, but some of it's going to be announced fairly soon as being developed.
Looking to pay off my mortgage.
That's right. That's right. Well, keep buying those Thor books.
Speaking of Thor.
Speaking of, last but not least, we have Thor issue 364 and 365. So these are from the 80s. Like, these have been out for a while. But Donny Cates is at it again. He's teased Throg, which, as you all know, I'm sure, is Thor as a frog. So
who could forget?
Yeah, so Throg is maybe making an appearance in the Donny Cates Thor run. There's two versions of the character. The original version from these books that I just mentioned was Thor himself transformed into a frog. And that is was in Thor 364 as a cameo, which is selling for about $20. And 365, the full appearance, is around $10. Sets of both of them are selling for between $30 and $40 on eBay. So yeah, we'll see. Donnie loves to drop these little rumor nuggets and send readers into a frenzy and get people buying these books.
I feel like that would be you.
Well, that would be me. Yeah.
I think it'd be me too, but.
Yeah, I think Throg is definitely going to make an appearance. So I think these are a safe bet to pick up. What's funny, though, is that, as I just mentioned, 364 is selling for about $20. 365 is $10, but the sets are selling for like $40. So smart people would buy them both individually.
You're right.
and save $10. But
come on, John.
You know. If you just want to do your one-stop shopping, I guess you'll pay $10 extra dollars.
That just makes sense. That's not fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't throw logic into stuff like this.
No, or math.
You know,
oh. who needs that?
Ugh.
And that's it for back issue bonus this week.
All right. Let's get into some FOC and some nice covers, beautiful covers this week.
There are some good ones, yeah. So the first is a new, well, I say new series. It's just a...
This one you didn't have on your website.
Well, there was a lot of missing images.
Okay.
Today. So yeah, Stranger Things D&D crossover, issue number one. There are multiple covers listed, but there was no images for any of them. I also couldn't see a number of issues. I don't imagine this is an ongoing book, but I couldn't see how many issues it was. I'm going to guess 4, but it's definitely a mini series. Yeah. And honestly, with nothing being listed, now that I'm saying it out loud, it could just be a one shot, and it might just be
right
the only issue. But you know, obviously, if you watch Stranger Things, there's a big D&D component built into that already, so makes sense for this to show up in a comic. From DC Comics, we have some really nice variant covers. Batman 102 has a Francesco Mattina variant cover, which is really, really good.
It's a really nice cover, yeah.
Yeah. The aforementioned Ghostmaker, right?
No.
Yep.
No, Ghostmaker? No. What was it?
Ghostmaker.
Is it Ghostmaker?
Ghostmaker. Yeah, that's why I just scrolled back to look.
It's, I don't know Ghostmaker. Why it didn't sound right.
Yeah, when that's
you said
right.
It,
though.
Maybe because you stuttered. I don't know.
Well, because I had to go back and make sure I was saying it.
For some
it
reason,
right.
No, that doesn't sound right. But yeah, I love it. It's fun. We'll get back. We'll get to that when we get to the book, too.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little. Yeah. Everybody knows he's in there. But yeah, this cover is pretty cool. You see that. Again, we'll talk about it when we talk about the book. But yeah, I like this cover a lot.
Yeah.
It's got to be his first cover appearance. No, maybe not. No, yeah, 102. That's 102, so it's in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it might be.
The next book.
Yeah. Well, no, 101's the next book, but I don't think he's on the cover of either one of those, because I've seen both of those covers. So
you're right.
This probably is his first cover appearance.
Here we go with math again. I'm all screwed up.
I know. next is Deceased Dead Planet, number 5, also Francesco Mattina.
Pretty cool.
This next one is the one I actually like. Quite a bit is Batman The Adventure Continues number 6.
Oh, really? Carrie, you like that?
The Carrie Andrews cover. Yeah, I like it. I mean, I know it's very stylized.
That's the from the, but it's it also looks like the animated series.
Yeah, but that's what it is. It's the animated series.
Right.
Adventure Continues. But yeah, I like that cover a lot. It's really fun, really colorful. So yeah.
The Tron feel.
Yeah. although I liked it. There's some good ones, yeah, because I like this next one too. Young Justice number 20.
Yeah.
Derek Chu.
I like
that's
that
also
too.
Really nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
So So some good options from DC this week. Again, whatever else DC does, they do put out some nice variant covers. So every week there's a good selection of covers to choose from. And there's one new series from DC, Sweet Tooth, The Return. This is issue number 1 of 6, and there's 2 covers for that. I don't remember Sweet Tooth. I never read that, but I'm guessing this is a sequel to an earlier series.
That's Black Label. It should be
billed
good.
As The Return. Yeah. I think it was probably Vertigo. The original series was probably Vertigo.
Okay.
And now it's Black Label. So, all right. That's it for DC. From IDW, we have Dungeons and Dragons at the Spine of the World, issue number 1 of 4 with 2 covers. Scarant Hood, number 1 of 4 with just 1 cover. And this one must be back on FOC because we've talked about it before. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Jenica, Part 2.
Yeah.
Number 1 of 6, and there's 2 covers there.
Yeah, you didn't have a picture of that one either, right?
No, there wasn't. Because I couldn't find it. Again, there's no art. Yeah, okay. No art available for that. Image Comics, we have Crossover, number 1. This is a Donny Cates original series, so... do with that what you will, but it's going to have a lot of interest.
That cover's it's like a very interesting story, it seems.
Yeah.
The way the kid's looking into a crossover.
Yeah,
comic
and it's one of those
book.
Right, it's one of those kind of like never ending covers where
yeah.
It's like a picture of him reading the comic with a picture of him reading the comic on the cover.
Yeah.
It's like you looking into a mirror. And I like those kind of covers.
Yeah.
But never mind that.
Look at what it's doing to his head.
Oh, I know.
And you're like, what is all that? Like, what's in that book? And
yeah.
I mean, the cover's intriguing enough, but you got lightning there. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So there are really multiple cool covers for that, but we're talking about the main cover here.
Yep. I'll tweet all these out again tomorrow in that. I'll talk about that at the end of FOC.
Okay. All right. All right. From Marvel, we have no variant cover images. That's a huge fail. I'm sure there's some good ones, but we'll never know it. And there's 2 new series. There's U.S. Agent, number 1 of 5 with multiple covers. And then Wolverine, Black, White, and Blood, number 1 of 4.
I see what
and
they
there's
did
multiple
there.
Covers. I know. Pretty clever.
Both those covers are pretty cool.
They are cool. Yeah, that Wolverine cover actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I don't know what the series is about, but the cover looks good.
It's about and we black, all know white, and blood.
We all know that's what sells books. So,
right.
And then last
Vague.
But not least, yeah, we have from Boom Studios, Mighty Morphin, number 1, with multiple covers. That's obviously a Power Rangers title. And then Origins, number 1. That's a 6-issue miniseries, and there's 1 cover.
That's weird.
So, yeah. And that is
in Central Park.
Yeah, it's a weird. Yeah, I'm not sure what that's about. Honestly, it's interest. Looks interesting though. It's
yeah.
Boom, so I'm gonna check it out.
So
and yeah.
All right, so that's it for FOC. So last week, what I put out was that little video that I put out. I tweeted out the video of all the books of all the covers. Did you see that?
No.
Okay.
Didn't know you did that.
Yeah, I tweeted out. It's just a 1-minute video, but it just scrolls through all the books that we just talked, all the covers that we just talked about. So that got me to the idea of, like, why don't I take our audio from FOC and put it to the books and just put it out on YouTube?
I say, because that'll be a lot more than 1 minute.
Right, but I could just sync up, because I have the audio, I just do FOC. And then put that out.
And just put the images up.
Just put the images on. You wouldn't see us. You'd just see the images because we don't have any video of us.
Cool.
But I don't know how to do that. I thought it would be simple because I like with the app that I use to do the other video, you can't just add our audio. So
syncing it up would be a challenge, I think.
Not really. If that other app could do it, I could put music to it. But it won't let me put my audio, like our audio to it.
Right.
So I'm trying to figure that out. If anybody has any ideas or anybody is really good at that and knows how to do it, let me know. I don't want you to do it. Just show me how and I will do it. And because I thought that would be pretty cool just to
it would
throw
be fun.
Up
yeah.
And, you know, it'd be a short, however long FOC is, like 3 minute video
two,
and
two
do that
minutes.
Once a week. You just watch along. So I thought it would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, but we'll see. Hey, we're at 200. We got to freshen things up, John. Getting old.
I know it. We're getting stale. We're like a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Stale and a little moldy.
Yeah. So. All right. All right. Let's get to checkout, John.
All right. Let's get there. So the first book I read this week was Neil Gaiman's Norse Mythology, number one. This is from Dark Horse Comics. Obviously written by Neil Gaiman and P. Craig Russell. And it had art by P. Craig Russell and Various. So there was a couple of different artists that worked on this. This wasn't quite what I thought it was going to be. And I don't really know what I thought it was, but this is really just a history of Norse mythology. Like it's just kind of like a retelling of like the mythology, which I enjoyed. It just wasn't, I guess, not what I thought it was going to be. I know some of this stuff, and you know, if you're a Marvel reader, you might think that all this stuff belongs to Thor, but Marvel stole it, right? Like this is this is all existing mythology. But it was kind of like a bunch of stuff we already knew. But as I'm reading it, I'm picturing all the Marvel characters,
right?
You know, when they're saying it. But yeah, this is really just kind of a retelling of the origins of the Norse mythology with Odin
with a very
and
short story
Thor.
At the end.
Yeah, yeah,
and a weird one at that.
Was a little weird. But you know, we see all our familiar characters. You know, there's Thor, there's Odin, there's Loki, there's Heimdall, Sif. You know, all the Norse
right.
characters are here. The art was very simple. In some cases, but then when we got to some other, because it felt like there was a collection of little short stories, and there was some different, like the Thor story had different art than the stories at the beginning, and some of it was a little better than others. But overall, this was kind of fun. Although I don't know what this is really about. Like,
so you know,
if
what
it's
I
just
thought?
A retelling of, if it's just a retelling of, like the Norse mythology. I don't know where we go with that, but
I wonder, and correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't this sound like something like Gaiman would do? Like, did he write this just to remind a bunch of people, like a lot of newer readers and a lot of new people to like the MCU and Thor and all that, to remind them that that's not the original story?
Right, it could be. Like, this
you know
is
what I
based
mean?
Off like, a novel. Like, this is a novel that he wrote. But again, is the novel just a retelling of Norse mythology? Because it almost reminded me, like, this is just like an illustrated Bible. You know what I mean? It's like
right.
they're just rehashing
yeah.
stories.
It really did feel like that. Now that you say
which is
that,
really what anything yeah. is, right?
Like
I mean,
a children's
just
Bible.
everything's just a rehashing of stories. But I thought there was going to be some original content here, and maybe there is as we go forward. But this first issue,
judging by
again,
the last story, not really, because that was weird.
Just, yeah, it was just really a retelling of the ancient myths and mythology. But it was fun. Like, I enjoyed it. You know, I thought it was decent.
And you know what I'll tell you?
What's that?
I think this is how you write a book without white pages.
Yeah.
No, and I'm not even kidding. You know, like, there was a lot of information in here.
There was.
That was, like, not world building, because if you know anything about the Norse mythology, you'll know, you kind of
yeah,
knew
he didn't,
it.
He didn't build anything.
No,
it's
he didn't build
there.
Anything, but it was very factual.
Right.
And it was almost, it felt like it could have been on white pages, but instead it was very entertaining. It was,
right.
It was laid out well. It was laid out in a way that, like you said, not that we're children, but almost like a children's Bible with the visuals of what they were talking about.
Yeah, that's how I felt. That was the vibe I got the whole time I was reading this. Yeah. It's like one of those Classics Illustrated.
This isn't going to knock your socks off by any stretch.
No, it's
like,
not.
Oh, okay. That's. I mean, I loved the cover. When I grabbed it, I was like, ooh, I saw Gaiman. I saw Norse mythology. I didn't think a Thor story at all. I kind of knew this is what it would be about. I am a little, like you said, I don't think you said disappointed, but I'm a little disappointed with the story at the end because it kind of makes you feel like, what is the point of this? So
right.
That's what got me to the idea of maybe he's just trying to remind everybody that the whole, you know, Marvel Thor, that's the fake one. That's right. Not, you know, this has been on around for
a long
time.
I enjoyed this because I've always been like a mythology guy, not just the Norse, but I love Greek mythology.
Yep.
I love, you know, like Roman mythology. Like that was like when we studied this in high school in English, I got 100 on mythology. Like I love this stuff. So this was right in my wheelhouse. And that's why I enjoyed it because I like these stories and I'm not as well versed in the Norse mythology as I would be with like the Greek and stuff like that. So even though I knew the names and places, I don't know all the stories. So. I had fun with this. I enjoyed it. But yeah, it's not like a knock your socks off read or anything.
Right.
But if you like these stories and, you know, you're into the mythology, then this was pretty fun. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. No, I did too. I did too. Okay. The book that I wanted to read, but, got sidetracked. Was have you seen The Prisoner? It's number one of two.
No.
I grabbed it off the shelf. I haven't read it yet. I want to know. I figured I'd throw this out.
No,
there.
No, I didn't even order that. I don't know what it is.
Source Point Press put it
out.
Okay. Luke Durden, Gordon Court, and Miko Mekazerik. I've only flipped through it. I really enjoy the art. I'm just looking at it. But I didn't know if you had seen it or heard anything about it, but I am going to read this one. I will report back on it next week, but
right.
It's The Prisoner. The cover of it looks awesome. Here's what it looks like.
Hang on.
And it's,
oh yeah, it looks really good, but yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely didn't order that.
Yeah. This is one of those ones where you see it on the show, you know, you totally grab it because of the cover.
Well, and, right. Like we mentioned before, that's what sells comics.
And it's one of two. So, I mean, it's not your,
right.
Easy you're not
investment.
In it for the long haul.
Right.
So I'm going to read that one for next week. Definitely. I wish I could have gotten to that one, but the great thing about comics, John, is it'll still be there tomorrow.
It will.
Yeah,
it's not going anywhere.
but I did read your next one.
Okay. Yeah. So the next book was American
AWA.
Ronin. Yep. Yep. We like AWA. American Ronin, issue number 1 of 5. It's written by Peter Milligan and had art by Akko, who I never heard of. but this is another winner for me. Like this, I really, really liked.
This was really good.
Yeah. I thought the art was fantastic in this. I really like Akko, even though I've never heard of him before today.
Well,
and,
now you know him.
Now I know him. Really well done. Again, AWA just continues to put out quality stuff. I mean, this is a really, really good book. I know exactly what it's about. You know what I mean?
Could we rave about it anymore?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
Well,
what it's
I mean,
about.
we have the Ronin, right?
Yeah. The American Ronin.
The American Ronin. You know, we spend most of the story with, you know, a corporate billionaire, Bill Gates type, being hunted by the Ronin. And then the story takes a twist and we kind of shift more towards the Ronin and it's got a little bit, I don't want to say it's supernatural because I think it's scientific, but there's some technology there that we don't have access to now where, he absorbs the memories and thoughts of his target, which was kind of cool, the way that was done. And, yeah, I don't know, really good. Like, really, really interesting book, and I'm really looking to see where they go with this character and, you know, kind of what this is going to be about for the next four issues, because I don't really know. By the time this ends, I'm not really sure where it's going. But
yeah, we've got to come up with a better way of saying that. We're saying that a lot, but it's good.
Well, it's a good thing.
It's not like
we're
idiots. I mean, we're trying to be vague too, because it's kind of a twist.
Well, exactly, because I don't want to give anything away. But
right.
But you spend the first half of the book thinking it's going one way, and then it pivots and it goes somewhere else. And
yeah,
when you get there to the end, you're not really quite sure where it's going anymore. And yeah, that's not being said as a bad thing at all. It's just.
Right.
I don't know what else to say because I don't really know.
Right. Well, at the same time, if we actually knew, we probably couldn't tell you anyways because we wouldn't want
right.
to.
Yeah.
But yeah, the feeling you're left with at the end is you want more is the best way I could say.
For sure,
you want to
yeah.
know where this is going. What happened? How did he do what he did? How did
right.
it, you know, why?
Again, without saying like right, without spoiling
and
anything.
And I like the idea that did you pick up on the one part that he's done it that way in the past?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And it was like, but you didn't know that at the time.
No, but that's
and
his,
I'm not
that's
even giving
does,
anything
right?
away because when you're reading, you know, people listening right now, if you haven't read it, you'll be reading, you won't even know what we're talking about, but you will as soon as you get to the, towards the end. But it's, I have that one line in my head that I don't want to say because that would give it away, but it was like, it's really, really good.
And right. But just, these are operatives that work for giant corporations and it's kind of like corporate warfare, but they're
yeah.
operatives, right? Like he's a, according to right out of the synopsis, technologically enhanced operatives that are trained, you know, basically from when they're kids. To do this, and like I said, they work for giant corporations. But beyond that, like you're not quite sure what the rest of this, like I said, what the rest of the story is going to be, because the what happens in the first issue kind of wraps up the story that we start with. So, yeah, it could be a series of like different adventures through the next issues, but we're not really sure. So, But this was a win for me. Like I really
yeah.
enjoyed it. So
AWA is turning into, I mean, they're, I don't want to say they're number three,
right?
You know,
I
DC
mean,
Marvel, Marvel DC, and then AWA.
But this is
but
like
they are up there. I mean, I honestly can't think of one I haven't enjoyed.
No, and these
Some
are like
are
the new kids
others.
On the new kids on the block. Like they just started as a company, like
the beginning of this year, right?
Yeah, less
yeah,
than a year they've been putting books out, and like they started with quality. Like a lot of times you think that, you know, they're new and small publishers, and that, you know, a lot
right.
of the books that come out aren't really, you know, let's be honest, like there's a lot of crap comic books that come
out. Didn't they
like,
hit the market with like four or five in that first week? It was like
they,
Archangel,
they came out with a, they came
Hotel,
out with a bunch and
Hotel.
And, you know, I'm kicking myself now because I didn't pay attention to them in the beginning, but they sent us a lot of advanced readers that I have a stack of these things in my store, and I didn't take the time to really pay attention to any of them because I was kind of like.
But who knew?
I was thinking, oh, AWA, like, what is this? You know, it's
yeah.
like. And now
but
I'm kicking
as
myself.
Of the first
Not that
week,
I can't go back
on.
And read them because I
right.
could. I still have them. But. Now it's just stuff that I've already read. It was just advanced copies of, you know, all of their books that came out. But I wished I would have taken it seriously and hyped it up a little bit in the store ahead of time, which was what that material was supposed to be for. But again, I just looked at it like, oh, I get a lot of this stuff. I get
right.
emails and stuff sent all the time. And you're like, oh, this is just another small company that's going to have one book that's always going to be late. And, you know,
right.
I didn't put any stock in it. But they really have come out, you know, pretty strong with a lot of good stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Really
I remember
can't recommend
their first week. They had, like I said, I can't remember the which one I bought first.
Well, they had the Resistance. They
I
had
think
the
that's what
they
it
had
was.
Archangel 8.
But
they
we
had
didn't,
two or three books that came out all at once.
So they came out in March. This is how I'm pretty sure it was March. It was either that or it was Christmas, but I think it was March because Joe was home with me. And we went to the store and I grabbed the Resistance and Year Zero. I grabbed those two. I loved them. And I went back the next day because of, I read an ad for Archangel 8.
Right.
And I showed Joe that and he goes, I almost grabbed that, but I hadn't read Archangel 1 through 7.
Right.
But we didn't know that because it actually said like Archangel number 8.
Right.
On the cover. So, and it was like big red at the end. I think it was red or whatever. But those all came out in the first week. And Archangel 8 was my favorite one after reading the other two. And they just, and we've been on board ever since then. And
they've been,
it's just awesome.
And I still haven't read it all. Like, I still haven't read Archangel 8. I think I've read just about everything else, but I haven't read that one. But
I've
Hotel,
read them all.
I really
I'm
liked.
A little behind on a couple of them, but they're all fantastic. And
I really liked Hotel. I really liked Year Zero. Bad Mother has been pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Really good stuff. And like I said, I'm really into this American Ronin. I think it's going to be really good. So.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Want to talk a little Batman 100?
Sure.
Spoiler free. I don't know who hasn't read it, but.
Yeah, I mean, if you care, you've read it, right?
Yeah, but we'll still talk spoiler free. But everybody knows Harley, who Harley is. I love what they did there.
Yep.
Fantastic. I love what she did. I love what they've done with her character, how they've changed it. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Punchline. What do you think of that?
Great.
Then by the end of it,
but when I got to the end of the, because the book ends. Right. The book ends and then you get like three short stories afterwards.
Right.
By the time I read,
what's to come.
When I read the punchline story, I could not wait for the punchline special.
Same here.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to reading that. It was great. I mean, it was a very satisfying ending to...
Who's writing Punchline?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm hoping it's James Tynan, but I don't know for sure. But yeah, this was a very satisfying ending, to the Joker War.
Yeah.
Because, without spoiling anything...
Well, nothing's going to end permanently.
It's... Yeah, we're not done.
No.
With any of that. But yeah, I loved the ending of this book. Like, I really liked the tension that was set up with Batman and Harley and the Joker and the way it all played out.
I am shocked at how it played out.
Yeah,
because I thought cliche at first. I thought, like, how are they going to do this? And it's like, and it played out. I think it played out the way a Harley book would play out.
Yeah.
Like how smart she is and what went on there. I really, really liked it. And I was, as you're reading it, you're like, what's going to happen here? Where's this going to go? I thought it was really, really well done and very surprising that for a character that's been around as long as Batman has and to take everything that's gone on, and to keep make it this fresh.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
The one thing that struck me though was that and you touched on it briefly earlier when you were talking about Moon Knight, and I don't know if you meant to or not, but the lengths Batman will allow other people around him to go. You know what I mean? Like he has a line that he won't cross.
Yeah,
but he's okay if people around him cross it. You know what I mean? It's like there's two instances in this book, one with Harley and then one later on with the Clown Hunter, that he's okay with some people doing some really bad stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But stuff he won't do himself, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like both of those people should have been arrested for what they had done. And he walks away from both of those situations, leaving those people intact.
And we're also getting a little bit of exactly what you're saying in Three Jokers too.
Yes, and that's what I thought of that too, even though this is much later in the timeline. But it was the same thing I said last week when,
right,
or last issue when Jason killed the Joker and Batman just kind of like went with it, you know? And it's like, I won't do it, but I'm kind of okay if you do it.
Well,
you know?
I wonder if it's like, is he going, well, like, I have a code, but it doesn't mean, you know,
but that's a little bit different. And that's why I kind of mentioned it when we talked about Three Jokers number one, it's a little against character for him, because in the past I don't know that he would have been okay with some of these things, whereas now it's like he's been pushed to the point where, again, he won't do it himself, but he's kind of okay with other people doing it,
right?
You know,
well, I wonder if it's a case of it, like in the past, if he say he was training or he had a Robin, he's not okay with a Robin doing it. Because that, right, Robin is an extension of him.
Right, but Red Hood, right, no longer is.
But Red Hood is his own person.
Harley
now.
No longer, or Harley never was. Right,
right.
And Clown Hunter never was, you know.
Right, so it's kind of a different, like, I can't control you, and I don't want to get into what Clown Hunter, but
yeah,
he
I don't either, because that's the thing.
Harley,
I don't want
to. In other episodes, other books, you can't do that.
Right.
We can't act like, he will tell people that, but once the, quote,
once the deed is done, right.
Yeah, he's kind of like, well, what are we going to do about it? Like, I liked, right, in Three Jokers where it's like, what do? We turn him in? Then, right, what do we? I don't even know if it was him that said it. That might have actually been Jason that said that. You can't turn me in because then I'm going to get.
Well, it might have been Barb. I think it
could
might have actually been Barbara. Yeah.
One of them.
Because, yeah, that's the thing. What am I going to do? Am I going to turn in Jason and they unmask him and figure out who he is? It's
you go the daredevil route.
Yeah, it's a pretty small leap to figure out Bruce Wayne is Batman from there, you know what,
right,
I mean?
Exactly.
So,
he is.
But again, is Batman, so am I going to condone murder to protect my secret identity? Like, is that who Batman is?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was, but, you know, maybe that's who he is now. I don't know. But yeah, it was really interesting, some of the lines that I thought were drawn and some of the stands I thought he would take that he didn't take. Because again, I don't want to spoil anything, but like he should have arrested Harley, you
right,
know? And probably should have arrested Clown Hunter. So neither one of those things happened. And yeah, I don't know. It was really interesting, but yeah, can't wait for 101. Like, I'm really ready to keep going.
I know. It's that good. It's,
yeah,
the artwork still great,
still
phenomenal.
Great. There was a few panels in here that I didn't love, but like there's one in the beginning with Nightwing where he's like kicking somebody in the face and his leg looked like it looked like a Johnny Bravo cartoon or something.
Yeah, but I love the dialogue.
Yeah,
on that panel.
Yes.
Him talking to Barbara and he's saying like, oh, they were kind of like flirting a little bit.
Yeah,
and
all that,
like,
was
it's
great.
Nice to have you back in my ear or something like that.
Yeah,
it was really
but I
good.
Thought that, I was like, the kick looked like a, yeah, like I said, it looked like something from Cartoon Network or something.
Right. I actually
liked
that.
There was one other panel later on with Batman that I was similar to that. It just felt a little bit out of touch with the rest of the book because the rest of it felt so realistic. That seemed weird to me, like that Jimenez would draw that like that.
Yeah,
but I mean that's a minor quibble, you know. I mean the art is great in these the whole run was great.
Yeah,
I loved the kind of like the return of Oracle, and I really liked Bullock in this.
Yeah,
so yeah, it was like I said, there was a lot of good stuff here. This was a great run. And a great story, so.
Are you looking at me? Hey, do you have me up on the page?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, okay. I was just
showing you. I'm reading my notes.
Oh, okay. I was just trying to show you something.
Oh.
But no, well, you know what I like? First page. I don't think I've ever seen that. Maybe you would know better than I do. Have you ever seen Bob? Did you know? Oh, now I'm trying to show you.
Yeah, show me. Yeah. Yeah.
Has her cape ever been translucent before?
I don't think so.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that was
cool. Go to that first
page. I didn't even notice it until you said it. Yeah.
Yeah. Go to that first page, and it's like her cape is like very translucent.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know if that's like just like the light from the clock tower.
Of course.
Showing through that like
but
that.
The but the detail that's coming through, like you can see even the outline. If you look at it closely in your book, you'll see it's like even the outline of her arms and stuff, whereas if it was just the brightness of the clock, but I thought that was pretty, it looks really cool.
Yeah.
I thought, but yeah, the, that conversation that they have is some good humor in there. It's just, such a great book. And like you said, series coming up.
Yeah. But I'm glad to see Dick back as Nightwing again. Cause you know, that story ran its course through Nightwing and I was ready for that to be over with.
And I like how the characters, how the book leans into that.
Yeah.
Like, well, you've been gone a little too long.
Yeah, but when he has this confrontation with Punchline and he's like, I'm no longer a guy that can't remember anything, you know?
Yeah, it's that was awesome.
Yeah. That story at the end with Punchline was really good. I'm really looking forward to that next book.
Yeah.
Without you know, spoiler free, there's not much else to say, but
yeah, it really is
definitely a worthwhile conclusion.
The whole series has been great. Yeah. Batman has been great. How much it's been rejuvenated is amazing to me.
Yeah.
So, all right, you ready to get into some real world talk?
Sure.
Well, why don't you go first, and then if we have time, I'll go.
Yeah. I didn't watch as much this week as I did last week.
Me neither.
I did, season 6 of Schitt's Creek dropped on Netflix on Friday.
Hey, speaking of that, did it take the shits off? And I can say that. I don't have to bleep it out because it's – so it took it off the title page.
Right,
because
when it popped up on my front page of Netflix. It just said Creek.
Yeah.
And I was like – what is this? But then I looked and I saw Eugene Levy and I was like, I saw all the people.
But it's
and I was
on like, the oh, thumbnail.
Yes.
It
and
says
when you
it
go
on
to
the thumbnail.
And when you go to the titles and all that. But yeah, I think Netflix took shits off of it for some reason.
But we can say shits as much as we want because it's spelled S-H-I-T-Z.
S-C-H.
Isn't it?
It's S-C-H-I-T-T-S.
There we go. See?
But that, I know you said you didn't get into that. Like, you tried
to watch
it. We watched one
episode.
Really...
Oh, we watched one episode. We actually liked it. We just haven't gotten back
to it. Well, that's kind of like Avatar, too. Like, the first episode is, like, the worst of the bunch.
But it wasn't a matter of we didn't like it and didn't go back to it. We kind of enjoyed it. We thought it was pretty good. It seems a lot like Ozark. You know, they got to deal with stuff.
But that,
obviously, we were one episode in, but we did enjoy it. We plan on watching it.
That's a show that really finds its way in season 2. You know, like season 2 on, it gets really good. So season 6 dropped on Friday. I didn't know it was coming. I stumbled on it and immediately stopped what we were watching.
You stumbled on Creek?
Yeah. And we watched that. So, obviously that was the final season of Schitt's Creek. There was, I think, 14 episodes or so. And, you know, they're 25 minutes long. So we finished that by Sunday. We were done with that. So we watched that. We started watching Ratchet. Also on Netflix.
We watched, you know what we did? We watched the trailer.
All right.
See? We're off and running, John. Yeah. But that one's on our list. Jen's dying to watch. She wants to watch that. The trailer looks really good.
This is an origin story of Nurse Ratchet from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
We're like 5 in right now. I think
how is it?
It's pretty good. It's dark. you know. Well, here's the thing. Like, I haven't seen.
I like the look on your face.
Yeah,
it's dark.
I haven't seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest probably in 35 years or so.
Right.
So I don't really remember Nurse Ratched all that much.
Did we have to watch that in psychology or something? Didn't
maybe it was probably high school. When, yeah, it was probably high school when we watched it, but. Like, She's got a past that I probably wouldn't have pictured she had just from her appearance in that movie. You know right. what I mean? She's got a dark past. Let's put yeah. it that way. But yeah, it's really, really good. I think, like I said, I think it's 8 episodes and we've watched like 5. So we're almost done with that. Yeah, it's pretty good. We finished up Raised by Wolves. The last episode aired Thursday, so we finished that.
How's that?
Same thing as I mentioned. I don't remember what show I was talking about last week, but I said the exact same thing. It started better than it finished. Like, Raised by Wolves, I don't know if it lived up to its promise, you know?
Oh,
like,
really?
The first few episodes, it was 8 episodes. The first 4 or 5 I thought were great. And then it kind of slid downhill a little bit. If you've watched 5, you're obviously, you're going to finish, you know, you're going to watch right. them all. But, and it definitely left the door open for a season 2. But it ended and I was like just really confused. Like I really don't know how we got where we got, you know? So, yeah.
you got to go back to the beginning when it was strong.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it was like I said, it was one of those shows that I kind of it let me down a little bit towards the end because I thought it had so much promise in the beginning.
Right.
It started out really good. But still, I think overall worthwhile. But yeah, we finished that. You know, we watched The Boys.
Yep.
And Tehran. So we watched, you know, the new episodes of those. And then didn't get to Lovecraft this week. So that's
neither
the one,
did I. Yeah. I was that's hoping you did. I wanted to see if anything had any relevance.
No, no, that's the one we still have to watch.
All right. So we'll do a double next week on that one.
Yeah, we'll do that.
So
to be honest with
you, Boys.
I kind of forgot that I didn't watch it until I was going through the other ones. And I was oh, wait, I didn't watch Lovecraft.
I wanted to watch that one tonight, but I didn't have time.
I didn't have more subs.
So. Exactly. But no, The Boys.
Yeah.
Spoiler free, we're going episode, but how about that ending?
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, we've got one left. It finishes up Friday.
This one finished strong.
Yeah.
Really
yeah, it's gonna
strong.
Be, it's going to be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be good. Yeah, I don't know. Like, you know, after we did the first 3 episodes, I was still a little bit higher on it than you were, but you were a little disappointed in the season. But I think it's really picked up a lot since then.
I wasn't disappointed. One of our listeners was.
Mm-hmm.
I actually enjoyed it. I thought that I didn't think it was as strong as the first one, but we're only 3 episodes in.
Right, but I think as we've got like now, I think it's just as good or better as than season 1.
I would agree. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's really picked up a lot. I continue to be impressed every week with Homelander.
Yeah.
That guy is like
Stormfront's turned into quite the character.
She has too, but
she's done a great job.
This show would not be what it is without Anthony Starr. You know, like he just is unbelievable as Homelander. Like kind of like the menace and just the pure
you hate him.
The pure evil that he is. It's like
it's
he's great though. He's really good.
Yeah.
It's just the way he has this way of like condescending to you where you think he's, you know, kind of on your side until he, you know, he smashes your head in. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just like you just never know where he's going to go. It's so unpredictable.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah. It's, and you think of like when he, what was it? That, the blind guy? The blind guy that he squashed his head.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You think that's not even the worst thing he's done this season.
Right, but like he's talking to him like, oh, you know, I really admire you, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then
what happens
you know,
if I do this?
He smashes it, he crushes his skull, you know, and it's like, you just don't see it coming, you know? It's like, by now you should see it coming, but it's just, he's just really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. It's pretty funny though. Yeah. You can't get into too much. I was just going to say something that we really can't get into.
And that's the only thing that makes me a little bit cautious with this spinoff that they're going to have. because
can like, it be as good?
I don't think this show. Yeah, I don't think this show is as good as it is without him. Like, you know, not to say that Carl or not to say that the other people are bad, but this show wouldn't be as good as it is without him as Homelander. And so right. I don't think the next show, unless they can find somebody that's as compelling of a lead, you know what I mean? It, like, they have to find the right person.
As good as Anthony Starr is, he's nothing without the story, without the writing.
Well,
could they write a, just as a compelling story and get us involved? Because it's going to take some time. You're not going to come. I mean, we didn't hate him from day one. It took time to develop this character.
Well, right,
because
honestly,
us to
you didn't know
him.
You didn't know he was the bad guy from day one. It took a couple of episodes before you knew what a scumbag he was.
Right, but it's so I think they could. You don't. I mean, could another actor maybe portray? Do you have something? Do you have another character that's like that? You wouldn't want to copy it, so you'd have to come up with another way.
You just need somebody that's that compelling, you know? Right. And I don't know if they can, like, can they strike magic twice, I guess, is the question. And we don't know, you know? But if you took him out of this show, it's just not as good, you know? I mean, everybody else...
Well, he is kind of the cog that keeps it. The show is about him.
Right, but still, I mean... He brings something to the performance. Like, words are just words on a page, you know?
Oh, of course.
I mean, you know, he brings that character to life in a way that maybe another actor couldn't convey the same way that he does, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I just think they got something special there with him in that show.
I mean, he's good, but he doesn't have the range of, like, a Keanu Reeves.
Well, that's true, you know? That's true. It's no Bill and Ted, but...
No, it's, I mean, yeah, you're right. I think everything that we like is the story around him. It's like how we've come to hate him and how we've, because I like him in other things and he plays nothing like this guy. I think he's I love the way he acts.
But
I love
also,
his characters.
By the time we're this deep into season two, the character has evolved around him as an actor.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, when these characters are conceived initially, you know, they have an idea in mind, but once they get the actor in place and they start to see what he's able to do, then they start writing specifically for that actor playing that character.
Right.
So it's, again, would somebody else, I don't know that we would have got the same story with another actor. And, you know, again, it's not like he's not going to win Oscars or anything. It's not like we're talking about
know,
one of the greats. But it's just what he brings to this character and the way he's able to do it. I think it's actually, you know, it's been something special. Like, he's really good.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yep. And Carl Urban bringing a few of the, what do you call them, C-bombs?
Yeah, I don't know if, like.
I think Jen was counting.
I didn't think I would ever. Well, I got drunk because you know I played. You know, I took a shot every time he said it. But like, I didn't think it was possible for me to get tired of hearing that word. But by the end of it, I was like, well, it's possible.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I mean, it is possible to get tired of it. You just don't expect to get it that much,
right?
But I loved the line that he said in the show where he's like. It's actually a term of endearment where he's from, which
well, that's
is
the
true.
Thing. It is, right. In England, it's a...
I don't know if it's a term of Australia.
I don't know if it's a term of endearment necessarily, but... Well, you know, because again, we listen to the Ralph Report, and if you listen to, like, Steve Ashton, who is over in the UK, he's talked about that word and the different meaning that it has. Like, it is more commonly used and accepted...
Right.
There than it is here because we put a different connotation to it. But that being said, like, I don't know if term of endearment would be the way I would describe it.
No, but that's what he said. I mean, that's what he said in the show. And I thought that was pretty funny.
But it's used a lot more in regular conversation. Like, you wouldn't hear people saying that, throwing
it's
that word.
It's more like our F word. Like, people would just say it and you wouldn't think twice. Like, if you're out in the public right now and you say the F word, you'll get, so if you got, kids around you, people would be like, look at you funny.
Right.
But nobody's like outrageously offended.
Right.
But if you drop the C word in the Walmart, people will be like, what the F?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know.
Right. What the F word?
Exactly. Watch your effing language. So, but yeah, there were a lot of, because Jen was actually getting like electrocuted every time.
Yeah.
She's like, again? Again? What's that, six?
It was a lot.
Yeah. That's not the best word. So.
No.
She made the mistake when we were first dating. She's like, don't ever use that word around me.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay, I would never do that. I would never do that. First fight we got into, what do you think I went to?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, boy, give me, she got angry.
Don't give me ammo.
It's like, I know. So this is what you don't like.
Right. Okay, don't tell me what you really don't like, because...
Right. When we're angry, what do you think I'm going to use?
Right.
There was one scene. Oh, Maeve. One scene with Maeve when she kind of lost her temper.
Yeah.
And I, speaking of Jen, I said, maybe if you did something like that, when you got angry, I wouldn't say, oh, look, you're so cute.
Yeah.
She's like, probably not.
Yeah. She's had a good arc through this season, too.
She has.
Yeah.
She has. It's been a quiet one. But
it has, but...
I feel like she's going to come on strong.
But she shows up where it counts.
She's been kind of like quiet, like in the weeds for a little bit now.
Right.
I feel like she's going to come on strong. So we'll see. We will see next week.
Yep.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
It's not it. That's not it. We didn't even get to mine. That was
it for me. Yeah, that was it for me.
I was going to wrap the show up. All right, we're good. Yeah. Good night. Thank you. Coming. I saw The Boys. I watched Alien this week before my subs went down. That's my
the original episode. Alien.
Yeah,
yeah. I watched it about a month ago or so.
Yeah. The new 4K.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's really nice.
It is.
And if you want to hear more on that, you can listen to my home theater podcast.
Shameless plug.
Shameless. Hey, they're my podcasts. What the hell?
I'm not shameless at all.
I'm not shameless. Jeez. If I can't talk about it, who can?
Right.
Let's see. I watched a few more episodes of Avatar. Really enjoying it. I'm almost done with season one.
Okay. I just finished season one of Korra and started into season two. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
And Enola Holmes. Really good.
Yeah. Wasn't it great?
That was really good.
Yeah.
And I mean, a little more home theater talk. Beautifully shot.
Yeah, it was great.
Gorgeous scenery.
Yeah.
The way they shot, there were some of the scenes where they had close-ups on like on her or Henry Cavill, and like, but like the other half of the screen will be slightly blurred, and the clarity of their face. I mean, the colors, everything, just the countryside. A lot of the stuff they did was very, very well done.
Yeah.
And I mean, the story's great too. And like you said last week,
She's so damn good in it, you know?
Yeah.
And what's
his
face?
I love talking to the camera.
Henry Cavill, again, so super charming. You know what I mean? It's just like.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's really great.
Awesome.
Although I heard somebody talk, one of the other podcasts I listened to was kind of talking about, you know, him being the most jacked Sherlock Holmes we've ever had.
I said that.
But, well, no, but. What he compared it to was Luther on Umbrella Academy, you know, like this giant guy in these really tight suits, you know, and I was like, that's pretty true, you know, because he did kind of look like that.
Oh, but, some of the scenes in Enola, he's like walking just towards the camera, and
his arms don't even touch his sides. You know what I mean?
There's like there's huge gaps between his arms and his side. Like his waist is like a foot thinner than his shoulders.
Right.
It's like ridiculous.
Yeah.
Or more than a foot.
It's crazy.
Yeah. His shoulders are just so broad.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, he could lose weight. But I'm looking at him and I'm thinking of proportions. I'm like, if he wasn't that big, how big would his head look?
Yeah.
You know, because his head looks fine now. But if you shrunk his body, wouldn't his head look kind of big? Because he kind of got a big head.
Yeah.
No? I don't know. But maybe that plays with Sherlock, but.
Yeah, and there was a lot of, going back to what you said, a lot of, like, Deadpool breaking the fourth wall going on with her.
That was great.
Which was really good, yeah.
They leaned right into that at the beginning.
And, what's her name? Who played the mother? I can't think of her name, but she was great.
Jen nailed it right away. She knew who it was.
Helena Bonham Carter. Yeah, she was great as the mother. I had never seen Mycroft. The guy that played Mycroft, I don't think I've ever seen him before, but he was really good.
I feel like I knew him. I never looked it up, though. I feel like I know him from somewhere else, but he looked
different. See, I looked up his name, but I didn't recognize it.
I never looked him up.
But yeah, I don't know. It was super fun movie. And like, yeah, I just can't wait for the next one, you know?
Yeah. It is. It's,
and they're all on board. Like I read some articles with Millie Bobby Brown and Mycroft, and they're all down. Like they all want to come back and do more. So hopefully they're already working on number two.
Yeah. Well, you know, Henry Cavill's in everything now.
Yeah. He's not busy, but
no. He's like the Rock.
Yeah, he's the modern day Rock. Even though Rock is the modern
Rock is the modern day Rock.
Yeah, but he's
the Rock
chip.
Is the modern day Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, he's a chip. Chip off the Rock.
Chip off the Rock. Oh boy. And the last one I want to talk about, and this cracks me up, Cobra Kai.
Oh yeah,
we finished the first season. We watched the first episode of season two because you have to after the end of the first season.
Right.
And
did you get spoiled?
What do you mean?
Well, if you saw the announcement that season three is coming in January.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't worry about that. I get it.
Well, yeah,
I haven't told Jen that, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Well, yeah. So they spoiled the end of season two.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how we get there yet, but I will. I'll know.
I was going to tell you, like, I was actually going to try to warn you not to read anything about season three, but
yeah, I'll be all right. I'm fine. But in season one, I hadn't been there yet. It's in like the second to last episode or whatever.
Uh-huh.
That video we talked about last week.
Yeah.
It's all in the show.
Oh, I know.
That guy ripped it off.
Well, that video, maybe the show might've ripped it off from the video though.
You think?
I don't know, because I don't know if it's the chicken or the egg. I don't know when that video came out.
So. Yeah, I don't either. I'd have.
Well,
to
yeah,
look
they
it up.
They did touch. I mean, I didn't.
It's exact.
Yeah, I didn't say that either because I had already seen it, but
yeah,
I knew that it was going to come up in the show though.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, it comes up in the show exactly. Like that's what he says about him.
Right.
And it's all, and I'm like, it's exactly what that video was about. And obviously in the show, you're like, he's wrong.
Right.
That's from his perspective.
But it could be the show poking fun at the video too. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. I didn't have a chance to look up the date on the video, but it sounds to me like that video just ripped off that, which to me, if that's the case, then that video is just like bogus. That guy didn't even do anything.
Right. He just stitched it together with the old footage. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true.
Just talked about it. So yeah, but no, I love the show. I love the way it ended. I love season one, the way it ended. It is. It's so good.
It is really good. Yeah.
I probably would have finished season two last night, but Jen can't stay up that late.
Yeah.
We just kept going and going on it, and oh, so good. So good.
Yeah. Season two, how far are you in? Just one episode into
just
season
one
two?
Episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you got a little ways to go. But
yep.
Although it's only, what, eight or seven? There's not a lot of them, right? I think it's only eight episodes per season.
Yeah, something like, and they're only 20 minutes.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, you can get through it pretty quick.
Yeah, whatever it is. Oh yeah, I'm not. I mean, like I said, I probably could have finished it last night, but
right.
Yep. So, all right. Will that do it?
I think
that's
so.
It.
Yeah,
that will do it. That's 200. 200 in the books.
Awesome.
We finished 200.
We finished stronger than we started.
This episode?
Yeah.
Or the entire podcast?
The entire podcast. No, this episode, because we started out kind of down. But
yeah. Hey, gotta start somewhere.
Yep. That's how you build.
That's exactly. Yeah, our foundation was weak. What does that tell you?
Yeah.
All right. Let us know your favorite episode in out of 200. You can tweet at us at brightside_chat, or you can email us at brightsidechat@gmail.com. Check out all the great podcasts at Nerdy Legion at nerdylegion.com. And go on your favorite podcast subscriber and rate, review, and subscribe, please. That would be awesome. Or you can just go to nerdylegion.com, hit click subscribe, and you'll get us all right there. I don't know. John, 200.
200 in the books.
There we go. That's it. We're done.
Our bicentennial.
Yeah. Oh, I should. Yeah. I should, ooh. Too bad I didn't have that music.
Well.
Oh, well. Maybe our tricentennial.
There you go.
There you go. All right.
Yeah, I think you're getting ahead of yourself.
Yeah. Oh, we're not going to make it to 300?
Well, since we're only doing one a week now, that's two more years.
Yeah, I know. So, hey, no, we got a couple coming
we
up.
We won't get to 300 as quick as we got to 200.
So. You never know. The content starts flowing back in. We might actually, because we will be doing a Monday here or there. We already talked about one today. We got won't be for a little bit, but we got one we're excited about.
Yep.
We'll see. Maybe we could have done one for 200 if we'd known it was coming.
Yeah, if we had planned ahead.
If we'd seen it. Hey, you know, it's not, I mean, we just roll them out week after week.
Who makes plans?
Yeah, who makes plans?
Obviously not us.
Exactly. All right, that'll do it. Have a great week. We will see you next Thursday.
Take care, everyone.
Hey, Fred.